This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, and this is where we help you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful into your retirement years and you're going to retire with confidence, you're going to need a financial coach, a strategist on your side. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Be one of the next callers in the next 15 minutes, and you're going to receive what he calls a financial MRI. And what that does for you, it is an in-depth look at your current portfolio, all the fees, the volatility, the overlap, the suitability. He's going to review your current income plan. And what it means to you is that you will know if you're taking undue risk. If you're paying too much in fees, it's going to give you confidence that you have a written retirement income plan in your hands when you leave his office. And he will officially put the concern of outliving your money away forever. So you can get back to looking forward to all the great things you've been wanting to do all these years. Give him a call. He has two beautiful offices, Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. You also can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. And be sure to tune in to Alfie's programs on Sunday mornings on four different channels. He's on the CW Network at 6 a.m., Fox 4 at 10 a.m. right after Chris Wallace. He's on NBC at 11 a.m. right after Meet the Press, and CTN 10 at 9 p.m. on Sundays as well. You want to watch Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. We've got a great show on tap for you today. We're going to be talking about the truth about investing, and the coach is going to break down all the investment vehicles, whether it's cash or bonds or annuities or gold. He's going to talk about that and really bring education to you and information that will help you formulate a strategy and a plan well into your retirement years. And without further ado, Coach, great to see you on another beautiful Saturday morning here in Southwest Florida.
Oh, it sure is great to be in studio with you, John. I'm listening to all these shows that we have, and we just picked up NBC, and that's
great time slot.
Oh, that's a great time slot. You know, right after Meet the Press, so it's 11 to 11:30, and that was we worked very hard to get that. NBC worked very hard. I want to thank them for getting us in that spot from 11 to 11:30, and that's Sunday. So yeah, we're blessed to be able to be on TV as many times as we're on it, and to be on this radio station. This is the number one radio station in the area, and we just are amazed that we're able to do the things. And what, you know, we moved here. I moved here. My wife and son and I moved here back here in 2008, but we had to start all over.
Right.
We had to start our practice
like
all over.
Business, right?
Yeah, man. I was already in practice over 20 years up north, and then to come here to start all over, it was pretty daunting task to do, but it was the best move we've ever made. It was the best move because, you know, I love the people here and my family's here, and it's just, you know, I took a picture of me taking my outdoor shower this week. I took a picture of it. I'm saying, this is what my view is, palm trees instead of snow.
it's nice.
I just truly blessed. But it's great to be here. We're going to talk about today's show. We're going to talk about, you know, what cash means in your portfolio, what bonds means, you know, the truth about cash, the truth about bonds, the truth about annuities, and the truth about gold. And we're going to highlight these things because, you know, some people are still sitting on the sideline. And when you're sitting on the sideline, what does that mean? I had a gentleman come in this past week, and I analyzed his portfolio, and 90% of it was in cash, 90% of it, and 10% in large cap stock. So with that being said, I asked him, why was so much money sitting in cash? He said, yeah, I really don't know what to do with it, and I'm real conservative, so, you know, are there options out there? And I explained to him, yeah, there's definitely options out there. So everybody's situation is different. So you're listening to this show, you're watching our, you know, TV show. We talk about the different investment philosophies. And so we're going to talk about that today, about cash.
And it's important to know. I mean, obviously, you have to have some cash, right? You don't want to be cash poor. You want to have some type of money on the side that you can have access to.
Well, that's true, because cash is good for emergencies.
Right.
And so people say, how much cash should I have? And usually it's that six-month buffer in there. You know, with if you have that six-month buffer where if something happens, you would have 6 months backup. But, you know, with our portfolios, that's why it's important to have portfolios, institutional portfolios, John. We had another couple that joined our firm this past week because their broker was putting them in C shares, which was, you know, it was deferring a 1% charge if they got out before a year. And they told the broker, we do not like C shares, but that's how he got paid, because he gets paid by, you know, putting you in shares that he gets paid on. And that's the difference. You got to find out how is your broker getting paid. And if you don't know how your broker's getting paid, that means, you know, if you don't see it, there are a lot of times people come in, John, they say, I don't really see my broker's fees, Alfie. Well, that means he's getting paid by what he's pushing, what they're selling you, you know, these funds. But you've earned enough and saved enough in your lifetime to get institutional pricing. So you're getting retail. When you're paying for shares, you're buying if they're buying A share, B share, C shares, that's how they're getting paid. And that is a higher fee fund. So that's robbing you of your return. So if you're not seeing your broker's fees, that's something why you would need to come in and get that financial MRI, because that is very important to find out, you know, what you're getting, you know, what your fees are. So what is a financial MRI? It's just an in-depth look at your portfolio. We're going to look at your fees. We're going to look at your volatility, your overlap. And what overlap is, a lot of fund managers, they're buying the same company. So we want to see if you have a lot of the same funds. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at the suitability. We're going to review your current income plan. A lot of people don't have a current income plan. So what it means to you is you will know if you're taking undue risk, what your fees are, et cetera. And really, we're going to give you that confidence that you're going to have a written retirement income plan in your hand when you leave our office. That's important to have that in your hand. And we will really officially, we're going to put the concerns of outliving your money away forever. That means that you will have a plan in place. You can look forward to things instead of worried about the things that you don't know what you're worrying about. That's, you know, that's a big thing right there. So give us a call and ask for that financial MRI, because that is your financial MRI roadmap, is really a plan, a total plan that will give you that confidence during retirement. So give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health, and you can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. And it is a complimentary financial MRI for all of our listeners here on the Fox News 92.5. And he's talking about the truth about different investment vehicles. He talked about cash, and obviously if somebody has a lot of cash on the sidelines, that's a little more, obviously, than 6 months. If they have 90%, like that gentleman you talked about, it would be good for them to come in. And even if they're fearful of investing in the market, you have some safe havens that they can put that money to work, don't you, that can bring a greater return than what they're getting in just a regular bank account.
Yes, we do, John. And, you know, so let's talk about cash. So cash is good for that six-month time period. But every portfolio, John, will have a little bit of cash in there. We have 2% cash in our portfolios, and that's more for rebalancing or having to pay that money out first. If somebody wants a monthly income, we're going to give a monthly income. We'll take that cash first. So cash is okay for part of your portfolio. And the truth about bonds, this is a story that a lot of people think bonds are just the best for, you know, your portfolio. And then some people on the other hand say, I don't want anything to do with bonds. So it has to be a complement in your portfolio to have bonds. Now, the bonds that we use in our portfolios are going to be short-term and intermediate bonds. And those bonds are there specifically for a reason. They're there to give you a little bit of return. We're not looking for a whole lot of return there. We're looking to offset the volatility of what the market does. Now, when the market starts to go crazy, and it does because it goes up and down, then the bonds will make more money. That's what, you know, everyone loves bonds at that time. So you do have to have a nice mix. The key is not to have those long-term bonds. And the long-term bonds are bonds that are over 10 years. And a lot of municipal bonds, these are bonds that are tax-free. A lot of the people that come in, they have tax-free bonds because they like to, you know, not pay taxes, which is a nice thing. But they usually don't pay a whole lot. They're paying, you know, 3 or 4%, if that. But then you're locking it up for many, many years to get that rate. And it counts against your Social Security. So, you know, that tax-free counts against Social Security. So if you're getting a lot of tax-free, you're popping your Social Security. Instead of paying tax on 50% of it, you're going to be paying taxes on 85% of it. So you got to be careful with too many tax-free bonds and the volatility of tax-free bonds. As interest rates go up, they go down. Let's talk more about this right after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence, and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes and request your financial MRI. That's a face-to-face meeting with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. He will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose all the hidden fees, make sure you're not taking too much undue risk and volatility for your returns. Going to make sure that you're on course towards retirement so that you can retire with confidence. Give him a call at 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Well, today we're talking about the truth about different investment vehicles. We talked about cash. We're talking about bonds right now. And obviously, people that have muni bonds, which, you know, I don't think too many brokers really get involved with, do they? I mean,
No, they do. Absolutely, they do. And it's, it's a easy product to sell. But, you don't have to pay tax on this, but then you're paying taxes on your Social Security with it. It counts against your Social Security that you're...
Are they safe? Is that why people are interested in them?
Well, they're tax-free is why people are interested in them. So they don't have to pay it on their income tax.
Right.
So they might get $30,000 of income tax-free, but then that $30,000 goes towards their income of Social Security that could put them from a 50% to an 85% taxable on Social Security. So it's a big difference. But in order to get that return, you're having to usually have long-term bonds. As interest rates go up, those long-term bonds are going to come down. So you would have to keep them to duration, and you could be getting a better interest rate if you didn't have those bonds. So that's why you don't want to lock up. You know, they're not a good inflation fighter.
Right.
So that's, you know, cash or bonds are not a good inflation fighter. So we want to talk about also, so these are fixed. So we're talking about fixed instruments. That would be your cash, your bonds, annuities. We'll talk briefly about annuities. You know, I've obviously been in the business since 1983. So I understand, as a certified financial planner, I have to understand about annuities, life insurance. I have to understand about homeowners insurance. I have to understand about taxes, estate taxes. That's why it's so hard to become a certified financial planner, is because you have to know a lot of information. And that's, you know, and you're not going to, the thing is, you have to know about it, but you're not going to be an expert about all of them. But then you know to contact the expert because you can see the problem.
Right.
And that's a big thing. So, you know, with annuities, what happens with that, I see a lot of times people have annuities. A lot of advisors think annuities are a cure for everything, you know, especially when that market starts to go haywire. A lot of advisors will say, you know what, and they're preying on the emotion, you know, of the investor, because they're concerned. They're saying, you know, I don't want to go through another 08. And then what happens is, you know what, let's go ahead and take this money out here and put it in there. And that's not doing the client service when you're scaring them tactic to put it in there. Now, we will use annuities for certain things. We'll use annuities if they don't want so much in bonds, because the annuities, we have growth annuities that will pay, you know, 3 or 4, even 5%. And that's more than bonds. So it's a bond alternative. We can use it as that. Or we can use it for a replacement income. If their spouse doesn't have income or if they need more income, I can generate about 5.5% to 6.5% payout on an annuity that I can't give in a portfolio that much, not worrying about running out of money. So I will use annuities for income replacement or for some bond alternatives. If they have a pension already, we will most likely go all portfolio with that. So that's what's nice about, you know, there's other advisors out there, even on radio and TV, they bash an annuity. They're going to be bashing the market. Some have bashed the market. Depends on what side of the fence they're on. But the thing about it is, you have to have an advisor. I feel you have to have an advisor that understands both, because they're not all good and they're not all bad.
Right.
You know, that's important. So, and the other thing is gold. We want to talk about gold. The truth about gold is that it has a very high standard deviation. That's volatility. So it has a very, very high. As a matter of fact, it's a standard deviation of an aggressive portfolio. That means that you're taking a lot of risk when you have gold. Okay, a lot of risk. And so when you have this risk, you want to get rewarded. If you're a banker out there, and you have two people come in, and one has a Beacon score of 550. And one has a score of 800, is it fair to give them the same rate? No, you're going to give that one at 550. You're going to charge him more because it's more risk.
Yeah.
Okay? So the same thing with gold, though. Think about this. With gold, you would be giving them a low interest rate, the same as someone that had a high Beacon score of 800. It doesn't make sense. So what happens is they're taking undue risk. They're taking the risk of an aggressive portfolio, but they're getting the returns of T-bills. So the people out there are not getting rewarded for the risk that they're taking. So if you have some gold coins or whatever, that's great. But if you're heavy, heavy in the market, you cannot, you know, with gold or silver, precious metal, it is not prudent investing out there. And you come in, and we'll show you why. We'll show you historical data. We'll show you. And I remember back in 1980, and I'm hoping my numbers are correct, but I think because in 1980 I graduated high school, and I think gold was around $800 an ounce at that point. It was a very high rate at that point. But we're at $1,200 or $1,300 right now, after from 1980 to now. I mean, ridiculous. 40 right. years later.
Yeah. So the increase isn't there. And like you said, they're not getting the reward.
Yeah. You want to get investment. Rewarded. You yeah. want to get rewarded for what the efforts that you're going to loan someone money. And depending on the risk that you're taking is going to be the interest that you're going to charge that person.
All right. Well, you owe it to yourself to give Alfie a call. 561-1155, 561-1155. If you have money on the sidelines, cash, if you want to find out the truth about bonds or annuities or gold, give him a call. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's available to sit down and discuss some options for you that will be beneficial to you well into your retirement years. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was 5. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townsend, well, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 on the web, savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth exactly like your health. Get a second opinion. Let Alfie be a second set of eyes on your current portfolio, your investment strategy. Let him take a look at it. Make sure you're not taking too much volatility. Make sure you're not paying too much in undue fees, taking undue risk. He's going to make sure you're diversified and allocated properly and make sure that you're setting a course towards retirement so that you can retire with confidence. And before the break, we were talking about investing in gold and silver. And obviously, we're seeing a lot of commercials still. It's still a very big thing. Obviously, people are investing in it. But your advice to those that are listening right now is that basically don't put a lion's share of investment into those vehicles because you're not going to get the return for the amount of risk that you're taking, right?
Oh, absolutely you're not. And it's, you know, and I always say at our workshops, I said the best precious metal, if you think about it, gold is a scare tactic where, you know, everything is going to go to hell in a handbag. And that nothing, the dollar is going to be devalued.
And we're going to be exchange bartering.
And we're going to be exchanging our gold pieces for, and our silver for food and this and that, bartering. Well, and I always say at that time, the best precious metal to have would be your lead for your bullets if it ever comes to that point. So the thing about it is we had a client called this person. It wasn't a client. This person called up and he had a lot of silver, and he was paying thousands and thousands of dollars a year just for the storage of the silver.
So you have to take possession of the
silver. Yeah. You're not, and this particular one, boy, you could buy an index fund and all that, but this one had the actual bars and everything, and it was costing him thousands and thousands of dollars a year, and now he's having a hard time moving it because they don't want to store it anymore. So that's, you know, there's a lot of inventory, a lot of extra costs to have this stuff, and for how much it goes up and down, it's just not worth it. And then, you know, that one thing about an annuity too, I talked briefly before the gold about an annuity. If you do have annuities, if you have a variable annuity, if your annuity's over really 7 or 8 years old, give us a call and let us look at it to make sure you have the newer one. But if you do have a variable annuity, we're going to show you what your actual fees are. And they're in the neighborhood of 3-4% a year on fees that you don't see. These are fees that your brokers don't really tell you about when they put you in these things. And they tell you, oh, you know, they make, you know, the bad thing about it, they show these historical, and it's constant. I see it all the time. They show the historical returns of the 80s and 90s. Of the 80s and 90s when it was double-digit returns, and they have these inflated numbers. So the fees don't really hurt you too bad because these numbers are 19%, 30%, these, you know, to get their 8%, 9% average. And it's ridiculous, ridiculous. So bring those in and we'll show you what your fees are that you do not know what you're paying. You know, so give us a call. And again, our office number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. We have people standing by. And if it's busy, give us a call back. But we have people standing by taking your call, live person. And they're here locally. You know, they're here, I should say, in the U.S. They're not out of seas, overseas. Or
you brought those jobs back, didn't you?
Yes, we're bringing jobs back. We're bringing a lot of jobs back.
Yeah, it's important. So you need to connect with Alfie, and you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. and get a second opinion. Let him take a look at your portfolio. And really, there's no obligation to you. It is complimentary. And basically, whatever you're invested in, and a lot of times people sitting out there may think, Alfie, well, I don't have a whole lot of money to invest. And a lot of people don't know what basically you work with. But you personally sit down with each and every person, regardless of whether they have $10 million or they have a few $100,000, correct?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you don't know what. A lot of people feel like they either have too much money to give us a call, or sometimes people feel like they don't have enough. But, we're dealing with people that are retired or soon to be retired. They saved a good amount of money, in their lifetime. They have money in their 401ks or IRAs. But those are the people that we can help, because we can create income with some money that they have, and we can put them in a portfolio. A lot of times people are taking 30 to 40% risk, extra risk, in order to get the return that they're getting. So you have to be able to, during retirement, the key is to reduce your volatility so you're not taking unnecessary risk. So when the market does go down, you're not taking a bloodbath, because it happens. And people, I say it all the time, they have amnesia because the market's been good. They forgot what 08 was. They forgot what 2000, 2001, 2002. But we don't know what the future brings. I feel the future is positive.
Sure.
I feel it's positive. But if you can say, okay, what, I want the same risk that I have now, but I want a higher return, take advantage of that.
All right, 561-1155 is the number, 561-1155. When you do call, you are going to talk to a live person, request the financial MRI, and Alfie will sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll take an in-depth look at your portfolio, show you all the undue risks that you're taking, hidden fees, make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. Make sure that you're going to stay the course so that you can retire with confidence. 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. When you do call, request your financial MRI. That is a meeting with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, whichever is more convenient for you. And you can sit down with him, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. Make sure that you're not taking undue risk. Make sure that you're rebalancing. Make sure that you're not taking too many fees in there that you don't see. He's going to take a look at your overall plan and make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial to you well into your retirement years. If you are currently retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Well, today on this broadcast, we're talking about the truth about different investment vehicles, and we want to start this half hour talking about the truth about stocks, Coach, because a lot of people think that, you know, basically if I can just hit that one hot stock or get that one home run, you know, I'm going to be able to increase my portfolio. And a lot of people are looking at timing the market and looking at stock picking and going back to track record investing. But you have a whole bunch of truth on this issue and on this subject. And I know that the people listening are going to get a lot of great information because of it.
Well, thanks, John. And we'll start with the truth about stocks. A lot of times people, you know, they look at stocks as picking stocks individual. Okay, so, and that's how many people start. They start with companies that they know, like Starbucks, or they, you know, those are all great companies. But it's hard to have a retirement plan with just individual stocks if there's only a few to pick from. Okay, or if you have 50, let's say you have 50, picking 50 individual stocks. But typically what happens, people pick large cap stocks.
Right.
So when they're picking large cap stocks, as they're doing for the dividends, that's the S&P 500. So you might as well buy the index fund. But when it goes down, it goes down. When it makes money, it makes money. So there's ways to diversify. And a lot of people don't like global, but global is a great way to have. You have to have global inside your portfolio to make it a true diversified portfolio, because returns come from owning the market. That means you have to own the market to get returns. So if you just had small cap stocks, you're not owning the market. If you just had large cap stocks, you're not owning the market. If you're not in other countries, you're not owning the market, because it is a global investment. So, and when you're starting to add these global investments, John, to your U.S. investments and your bonds and your, you know, large cap, small cap, micro cap, and you start to add these, what it does, it reduces your overall risk.
Yeah,
that's what's cool about it.
Well, let me just ask you this, because a lot of people listening might think, well, global, you know, you're investing in American companies overseas, and now all these companies are starting to come back to the United States. That's not what you're talking about, right? You're actually talking about going into companies that are operating in
globally,
other countries, and basically there are good returns with that, right?
Yes, you're going to have companies, you know, you're going to have small cap companies, smaller companies that are doing, you know, doing what we're doing over here, doing it over there, and they're going to, you know, there's, and this is a global, really a global world. And that's what, you know, with the internet, it's global. That's what makes it so nice, is that you don't want to just capture returns from the U.S., because there's going to be times that the U.S. is going to lag international. So if you don't have international picking up U.S., when I analyze people's portfolios, it's funny, because when I go back to even in the early 70s, if I take their asset class and they're heavy in the U.S. and they're, It looks similar to ours until like the third year, and then they have a 4% gain and we have a 20% gain with the same portfolio volatility. And the reason for it is because they're not capturing market returns.
So basically, somebody who's investing in the U.S. is in one country. How many countries can they expect to be invested in if they go with your type of plan?
Well, we have different, and that's the great thing about being an independent. We have different portfolio managers. So we have different styles. We have one that is more of a passive portfolio with aggressive rebalancing. Then we have another one that is more active, and they're going to pick the best managers in each asset class, and they're going to review them and make sure that they're hitting the benchmark. If they're not, they're going to replace them and put them with someone else. It's a big process to pick each manager. So I feel we have the best of both worlds at that point. And with that being said, the passive portfolio is 45 countries in that one.
Wow, so you got 44 additional countries over America. So you're basically sort of expanding your investment reach, right?
We are. We're expanding the reach, and in that you'll have some bonds in there, but you're also going to have small cap and you're going to have some large cap in there. But it's you know, like a 50-50 portfolio, John, would be 20% international, 30% U.S. equities, and then 50% in bond exposure. So, you know, that's the thing, though. But that 50-50 portfolio, for example, is considered a moderate portfolio, but it has some great returns, and the volatility is half of what the S&P is.
All right, so would you say the philosophy then, investing globally, is to sort of reduce volatility or to capture the market? What would you say the benefits of investing globally versus just people that are investing in the S&P?
Well, it's not just capturing the market. It's taking up really math and science to its fullest with investing and showing that with using standard deviation and using returns, how you can reduce your volatility and increase return. So what happens is really to have the most possible return out of this portfolio for the least amount of risk to get that return. And that's why you want to have a portfolio that's why it's so hard to do it yourself. It is so hard to do it yourself because you got to rebalance. You have to pick, the allocation is 91.5% of anybody's portfolio. So let me explain this. How it's allocated, we go back to Mrs. Antonucci. I haven't used this in a while, but she's an awesome cook when she comes in town. So when Mrs. Antonucci comes in town, she makes an unbelievable sauce. Number one, she's 100% Italian. So this sauce that she makes is phenomenal. And then, of course, she makes a veal chops or veal.
Veal cutlets.
Veal cutlets and veal parm. And then she makes the chicken that she cuts it so thin. I think Dad cuts the chicken. And he was a butcher, so he can cut that chicken real thin. So it's and it's breaded. So if I said, Mrs. Antonucci, that sauce is fantastic, can you give your friend the recipe? And she says, no, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the ingredients, but I'm not going to give you the measurements. I can never have Tommy, my wife, duplicate her sauce,
right?
Because I don't have the measurements. The measurements are the most important part of cooking, and it's the most important part of your portfolio. Majority of the people have ingredients, but they don't have the proper measurements.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you want to find out more about Alfie's portfolio and how his investment philosophy and strategy is different than maybe the course you've been on, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples and ask for that financial MRI. And really, that financial MRI coach is going to expose basically all the things that are inside their current portfolio. And maybe we'll talk about that right after the break, where you can sort of break down what it's going to expose and what you're looking for inside that portfolio. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. You owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Ask for the financial MRI, and that is going to be an in-depth look at your portfolio. And it's really going to mean a lot to you because it's going to show you the undue risk that you might be taking and show you if you're allocated properly, as Alfie was talking about before the break. And also, basically, this financial MRI will show him exactly what you have in your portfolio. And really, you're looking for the correct measurements, because everybody has the ingredients, but they may have too much of one thing, and more of one thing is not good all the time, is it?
They might have too much pepper in it or too much salt or something, and if you have too much of something, it doesn't taste right. If you have too much salt in it, it's going to be salty. If you have too much pepper, your mouth is burning. Too much oregano, you have this different ingredients. And the same thing with a portfolio, if it's not running efficiently, it's like having this beautiful Ferrari, and you're running regular gas in there, and the tires are deflated.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have, you know, so it's not running at its optimal. And that's what happens. A lot of times portfolios are not running at their top peak. And that's where what we expose. So that's what why you want to, you know, people say, why do I want to have a financial MRI? And that is why you want to. We call it a financial MRI, and this is an in-depth look at your portfolio. We're going to look at your fees, your volatility, your overlap, the suitability. We're going to review your current income plan. And what it means to you is you're going to know if you're taking undue, unnecessary risk and what your fees are. We're going to give you confidence that you have a written retirement income plan in your hands when you leave the office. We will officially put the concern of outliving your money away forever. So you can get back to looking forward to the things that you like doing and look forward opposed to, you know, concerned about what, you know, if you, am I going to run out of money? Am I going to do this, do that? So give us a call. Give our office a call and we'll put that plan in your hands. It's you'll have your own MRI roadmap and it's going to be an income plan and you can have that confidence that you have a plan in place that will allow you to enjoy your retirement years. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And John, I don't know if you, you know, were listening to that new Sean Hannity commercial, and that was a tough commercial to make because, you know, it was about my personal life and, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to expose my personal life, but, you know, it is the truth. Not everybody was, you know, I can't say, Everyone has their own story.
Sure.
You have
yeah.
your story, and you know, you're a pastor now. And the thing about it is everyone has their own story. So our marketing director, Mary, she did a great job at writing this commercial. And we're going to be hearing it a lot on 92.5. But Sean Hannity, you know, he read it. And the way that he read it, I think it really – touched him too.
Yeah.
Then you can hear it in his voice. So you're going to be hearing that commercial coming up and give us a call and tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also too, want to remind the listeners that you are on television and you're not just on one network. I mean, it seems like you're all over the place, but on Sundays, you basically are taking over the airwaves there on CW at 6 a.m., Fox 4 right after Chris Wallace at 10 a.m., NBC at 11 a.m. right after Meet the Press, CTN 10 at 9 p.m. You've got an incredible message, and the feedback from the television broadcast has been phenomenal because you're really educating people, and your show has basically really gone to another level as you've brought Chris Nealon in, and he's doing different segments and really bringing a lot of great information to the viewers. And that's why you're doing it, because you want to help people in the investment philosophy and those that are in Southwest Florida that are retired or soon to be retired. You're not just doing this because you have nothing better to do. You're doing it to bring great education to people, aren't you?
Look, I love what I do. Not too many people can say, hey, they really enjoy 100% their job. Now, you know, with any job, there's going to be things that you don't like about it. But what I do to help people and the stories that I hear from people, I thank you, Alfie, for, you know, help me with this. If it was, you know, with a life insurance death claim, you know, with 33 years, I've went through a lot of things. I've seen good things and bad things. But the most important is if I can show you how we know how to create income plans, but we know how to create, you know, we have the portfolios to give you to reduce that volatility. And that's what it's all about is, hey, you can have the returns that you're looking for, but take it without taking that extra, get it without getting that extra risk that you're currently taking. And that's what that financial MRI is all about. Now we can't help everyone, and we're not wanting to help everybody.
Right.
You know, that's why we only ask for a few, you know, the people that call when they come in, a lot of times, you know, we're just giving them information that they, and telling them, hey, you're set up just fine where you are. You know, I'd make a couple changes here, but we cannot help everybody, and it's not our intention to help everybody. But if you saved enough for retirement, you owe it to yourself to really validate your current plan and to see if you're in the taking the right course right now for your retirement. You deserve it. So give us a call at 561-1155. And see if you're on the right course. And that's, you know, we talk about waypoints. You know, we last week we were celebrating our friend's birthday, and so we took the boat to South Seas. And that's just if no one's ever been to South Seas, you can go there by boat or you can drive there, but it's Captiva. But South Seas, I would just say I'm giving a, I know we have people listening to us over there, but there's, you know, they have a 9-hole golf course.
Beautiful. One of the top
and,
in the country.
And Craig is, Greg, I think, Greg, you're the, when I went there last time too, you said, hey, I listened to your show. So shout out to Greg. He runs a pro shop over there. And the thing about it is this, they have a 9-hole golf course there. I feel like I'm in the islands when I'm there.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
You have the water, you know, the river on the intercoastal on the left. And then you have the Gulf of Mexico right out there. And it's, you don't really have to go too far. Boat, it's like an hour away. Car, it's about the same, you know, from Fort Myers. But it's such a beautiful area. And to have it here in Southwest Florida makes it great.
Yeah, we're blessed to be able to live here. Well, phone number to call is 561-1155, 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Sit down with Alfie. Ask for that financial MRI. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. We want you to stay tuned. We want you to listen to this great recording from Sean Hannity about Alfie and his company and his journey and the Advantage Retirement Group. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence, and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes and make your appointment to sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Request your financial MRI. It is an in-depth look at your portfolio. It's going to show you all the hidden fees, the volatility, how much overlap you have, making sure that you're reviewing your current plan. And what it's going to mean to you is it's going to show you if you're taking undue risk, if you're taking too much exposed fees that are there that you don't see that could be eating up your returns. And it's going to give you confidence that you have a written retirement income plan in your hands when you leave Alfie's office. 561-1155. Well, we're talking about the truth today. And one of our last topics here that we're going to talk about on the broadcast is the truth about advisors, because there's a lot of different types of advisors out there. There's obviously what you are, certified financial planners, not too many of them in the area. But basically, you have brokers, you have CPAs, different people that are out there that are peddling different type of products. What is the truth about advisors, and what should people be looking for when selecting an advisor to handle their financial income?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, find out how long they've been in business, see if there's been complaints about them, and find out, you know, see if they fall under the suitability. And that's important. Do they fall under suitability or do they fall under fiduciary? And that's important, because fiduciary is going to look out for your best interest. We put you first. So a broker usually falls under a suitability at the time of sale. That means that if it was suitable for you, you know, it's right for you. And, you know, sometimes they do revenue sharing. So what's revenue sharing? We talk about that all the time. You know, we talk about Edward Jones. It's right out there in public that, you know, they do what we call revenue sharing. So if you have some mutual funds, they might have American funds in their accounts, and they get extra incentive sometimes if that fund is doing revenue sharing. That means that There's extra incentive there for them to push that fund on you. Now, that doesn't mean the fund's bad, but there is extra money that's coming out to sell that fund. So, we, you know, as a fiduciary, we wouldn't do that. We don't do revenue sharing. And that's the difference between working with an independent and working with a big firm. Sometimes these big firms, they get, you know, they have so much money that they're getting this extra incentive from these funds, these mutual funds, and that's called revenue sharing. And it says in their prospectus, it says it might be a conflict of interest. I would say, yes, it is a conflict of interest.
Sure.
So that's
why they're allowed to do it through one.
Well, you know, they make it, it's in their prospectus. You have to dig through it, but it is in there. So find out about revenue sharing and retail investing versus institutional investing. Retail investing is your A share, B share, C shares. There's usually funds, you know, they're more expensive funds. They're 12B1 fees for advertising. There's sometimes a cost to get in them. You saved enough money in your lifetime that you should not be paying retail.
Right. So basically a no-load mutual fund may have some kind of loads in it, right? I mean, when I say no-load.
Yeah. So if you don't know, and that's a lot of times, you know, with that financial MRI that we do with our, you know, with our callers, and they come in. And we find out what we're not just looking to see about diversification. We're looking to see about what their hidden fees, the fees, John, that they cannot see. And what you can't see can hurt you, because when you're like this one, he's a client of ours, but he came in. This was a couple of years back. He had a variable annuity. He said, you know, my broker said there was no fees. Well, let me tell you about it. We had called the insurance company. And like I say, they put you on hold. They're putting you on hold because I'm asking these questions they don't hear too often, going back and forth to the supervisor. Well, it ended up his $500,000 was at 4.3% fees that he did not see. And the broker specifically said, no, there's no fees.
Wow.
You know, and there are fees, and these are fees that you can't see. So he was paying $23,000 a year.
Isn't that the broker didn't know there were fees? Maybe.
Oh, he knows. But yeah. See, what happens is the broker says, no, there's no fees. You know, because it's, you don't see them. You don't see them. So, you know, they get paid by the funds, the insurance company and everything. So they're saying no fees. But there were fees. And it really, what happens is it robs you of your returns. So if you have these funds that you don't know what your fees are, that's why I say it's worth to come in. It's worth to come in and just say, you know what? Check out what I have. Why not check out what you have? I mean, the work that we do here, it's really time. It takes a lot of time. And if you use us, great. If not, it's okay too. But you're going to know what you have. You're going to know what your fees are. So, you know, why do you want to work with us? You ask, why do you want to work with us? And, you know, you got to ask, are you a fiduciary? There's no conflict of interest, you know. And then you have a written retirement income plan, you know. And you have, the main thing is you have an income plan in place. You're going to have institutional investing, and you're also going to have, you know, that a plan that shows you. And when we put it up on the board, this is the most, you know, when people see our income plan and we put it up on our 70-inch screen, and we can make changes. We put their expenses in there, John. We put their, you know, inflation. We put our low portfolio returns, because I want to under it than over it. Okay, so they can see, and we put what happens if one of the spouses pass. You lose pension. I know we lose Social Security, but we put that in there. We even put, look, let's say something happens at this age. This is what happens. This is what your income would look like.
Yeah, that's important, because then they get an overall picture of what is going to happen eventually, because obviously people pass away, but you are preparing in advance to be able to help them.
Remember the go-go years is 60 to 70. Slow go is 70 to 80. And then the no-go is from 80 on. So you might be spending money, more money in the go-go years when you are out running, doing, you know, you just retired, you're wanting to travel. So let us put a plan in place for you, and we can work that out. And we can change it. That's what's nice, because each plan is customized.
Well, I hope you and I are still playing golf in the no-go years, but that's a long way away from here. But you do owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. You know the number, 561-1155. Some of you have been listening to him for months and years. You owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Give him a call. Ask for the financial MRI. Sit with him in Fort Myers or Naples. It's going to be beneficial for you because it's going to be an in-depth look inside your portfolio. Going to expose all the hidden fees that are there. Make sure that you're not taking undue risk for the amount of returns that you're getting. Also, too, want to make sure you're allocated properly and diversified properly and you're rebalancing. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. Do want to remind you to tune in this Sunday, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on the CW Network, at 10 a.m. right after Chris Wallace on Fox 4, at 11 a.m. right after Meet the Press on NBC, and at 9 p.m. at CTN 10. You have an opportunity to catch one of those broadcasts, Saving the Investor television broadcast. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.
So why is it that some people think life should be handed to them with a silver spoon? Well, I believe honest, hard work is the formula for a prosperous and successful life. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here. And let me tell you about a man right here in Southwest Florida whose life wasn't as easy as a child. Now, he was born to a teenage mother, fatherless by the time he was five. His mom worked tirelessly, earning a modest living selling shoes, but unpaid bills meant sleepless nights, no electricity, moving countless times, and living his preteen years in the United Methodist Children's Home. And as a young man, his drive for success and his honest work ethic surpassed his peers. And with hard work and determination, Alfie Townsend, well, he went on to become a certified financial planner and founder of Advantage Retirement Group. Now, today, Alfie helps retirees and those soon to retire put their hard-earned money to work. Call Alfie to validate your retirement income plan or to put one in place. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. On the web, savingtheinvestor.com.